Hallo, hier ist Emily für euch. Willkommen zurück zu einer neuen Folge Energy Star Talk. Ja, und hätte jemand meinem 13-jährigen Ich erzählt, dass ich irgendwann mal einen One Direction Star interviewen würde, Leute, ich wäre komplett ausgerastet. Und ehrlich gesagt bin ich jetzt auch mit 24 Jahren komplett ausgerastet und wie ein Kleinkind durch den Sender gelaufen, weil ich mich so gefreut habe, dass ich Energy Star Niall Horan interviewen durfte. Für ihn beginnt ja jetzt eine ganz neue Era. Seine neue Single Dinner Party ist jetzt draußen. Das gleichnamige Album kommt ja schon am 5. Juni raus. Und dann geht er auch noch auf Tour, präsentiert von Energy. Er kommt nach Hamburg, er kommt nach Berlin, er kommt nach München und auch nach Köln. Freuen wir uns schon drauf. Und ja, darüber haben wir natürlich gequatscht. Wir haben aber auch über seinen Albumprozess gesprochen, warum dieses Projekt auch ganz anders klingt als alles davor, was ihn so irre macht, und da konnten wir auch direkt bonden, weil ich ja auch Irin bin. Und natürlich haben wir auch darüber gesprochen, worauf er sich bei der Tour am meisten freut. Und kleiner Spoiler, er hat richtig Bock auf die Deutschland-Shows. Ja, das alles hört ihr jetzt im Energy Star Talk. Ganz viel Spaß.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
First of all, how are you doing? What's the crack?
Where are you from?
I'm actually Irish as well.
That's amazing. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Are you excited for your new single to come out?
I haven't released music in a while, so I'm ready to go again, please.
I bet you're pretty nervous as well, because it's been a long time. The fans have been waiting. You've also posted loads of snippets. They've been waiting and they've been eager to listen to this. Can you tell us a bit more about Dinner Party? What's it about? What inspired you to write this song?
You know, there's loads of songs written about this Dinner Party. The famous dinner party. But I never really bottled it up into one moment. And I feel like I needed to write this song in order for me to write the rest of the album. So I probably started writing the album in February last year. And then it wasn't until maybe end of April, May sometime, I think, when I wrote Dinner Party. And I needed to write that song to then attack all the angles of that dinner party, because it became the next 6 years of my life. So there's a lot to write about post dinner party. But I think you need, creatively, you need a jumping off point to, now the dinner party is the very, very start. It's the focal point and everything else comes off that, because that was the start of the whole story. So yeah, I love this song. Sometimes when you write songs so long ago that, and then you write loads of songs afterwards, you kind of, you don't forget about them, but you don't think about them all the time. But I've never been able to get Dinner Party out of my head. I find myself humming it, singing it.
I was the same this morning in the shower, because I got to listen to it yesterday. Great. And I was like, crushing that.
Yeah, thanks. And it's a bit of an earworm. And I hope the whole world agrees, to be honest with you.
They will, if I say so. They will. I'll make it happen.
Thanks.
You've also mentioned that Dinner Party is the night you met your girlfriend, so it's very personal, very special. When you wrote it right away, did you know, okay, this is going to be the first single, the heart of the app? I also have a Stanley cup.
Look at us. Sometimes frowned upon. Sometimes people laugh.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Keeps me hydrated. Did you know right away that this is going to be the heart of the album? And when did you realise how important this song actually is for you?
Yeah, I did. I'd written quite a few songs up to that point. When I'd written this, I was like, yeah, no, this is it. This feels like the best thing we've written so far. And it also, storyline-wise, it feels like the right thing to start everything off with. It explains a lot. As to how things started, at least. So yeah, no. Once I'd written this, I was like, "This is, as you say, the heart of the album." And I was, I needed every album needs a song. You need one moment to happen. On my previous albums, that would have been. I remember when I wrote This Town. I was like, "Okay, right, I'm happy with this." And This Town was the first song, so you need that. And then I wrote Black and White on my second album, and I knew that was the moment that everything was going to start from. And and Heaven on the last record, you need a song, you need something to give you confidence, and then it allows you to think clearer.
Amazing. So when I knew I was going to interview you, this was the first question that popped up. I want to know, if you ever have to host a dinner party, Who are you inviting? What's on the menu? Starters, main course? I need the whole Niall Horan experience for a dinner party.
Someone asked me this yesterday, as you can imagine. I called the album Dinner Party, so there's a lot of dinner party questions. Actually, do you know what? Surprisingly, not everyone has asked me, which I'm actually surprised by. Yeah, there's only been a few now that I think of it. I would say I like people who have stories and things like that. Like, is this a dead or alive scenario? Are these people, yeah?
Yeah, well, go on, do it.
I would have loved to have seen Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
I mean, he would have some great stories. And he'd be the only person I would allow to smoke in my house. I'd just open a window. I wouldn't kick him outside. I met Michelle Obama once, and she came to our a 1D show with her girls one time, and I found her to be really cool and charismatic and full of chat, and
yeah.
I really was so impressed by her, so I'd love her to come over, and then I would invite Tiger Woods.
You're a golfer. My dad and my brother are big golfers, so they were excited for me to interview you just because you play golf. And I heard your handicaps as well. Really good.
Yeah, I've got I play off 7. I would be classed as a good golfer. But what does that mean?
I think my brother is a 9. And he's a 9 and he's 18 years old, so that's
oh jeez, he's good.
I think so. And what would be on the menu for your dinner party?
I would have, it's going to be a bit of a mixed match. I would have, I love sushi, so I'd have sashimi starter. Mm-hmm. And I would have, I love spaghetti bolognese. I know it's simple, but if I was to like, when you're making something at home, you don't want to spend too much time thinking about it. And you don't want to like try something that you've never tried before and destroy it and then it ruins the whole night. And then I would have sticky toffee pudding.
I love sticky toffee pudding.
I know, with a bit of ice cream. I don't think it's just not. You can't beat it. So I'll do that.
I think it sounds amazing. Your guests will be glad. Michelle Obama would love it.
Michelle Obama loves sticky toffee pudding, apparently.
Okay, let's go back to your music. When you're writing songs, when or how do you decide? Okay, this is a song that has to go on the album, and who is someone that you go to for like? For help or like for an opinion?
I think I have a good read on what a good song is. I think over the years I've written enough and listened to enough music. I think we all would, you know, you'd have like if you were sitting there writing a song, you'd be like, is this good or is it not? Yes or no? And then you could probably tell yourself. When it comes to like picking the album songs, I found it really hard because I had so many songs that I liked and I found it really hard to whittle it down. Because you have like, I have a rockier thing and I've got like a couple of more finger-picked folky things and you're trying to like fit all of the little elements in to make up a whole record. So I would say towards the end it gets harder. I think you always have 7 or 8 definites and then the last 3 or 4 you're like, I need to like be smart about what I pick here. But yeah, it's a fun process. It's like I literally mastered the album last week and
no way
and made the track listing last week because it's harder than you think to get it down into the smallest little amount,
especially because you've already got 3 albums and you want to get better and better.
Exactly.
Is there anything different your fans can expect, something new, something they've never heard of?
I think it's very live. It's like, I think, you know, when you go to a gig, the biggest thing I heard the last time was from like people who came to the show was it's great to hear those songs come alive, which is kind of a good thing and a bad thing because it means that they weren't alive enough on the record. So I made like a conscious effort and we all did, me, John and John Ryan and Julian Bonetta. We made sure that it sounded as live as we could possibly do it on the record. And I think you can hear that when you listen to it as like, if, you know, from 1 through 12. I think it feels the most live that I've ever. I've done intimate and I've done like songs like Flicker and things like that feel right, really small and close in your ears, if you know what I mean by that. But I've never felt like I've properly leaned into the drums or the guitar. So I think the songs are already alive.
Nice. And I think I can speak for a lot of One Direction fans. We're feeling very spoilt this year. You're bringing out music. The other boys have got music out. They're all doing their own thing. It's just so amazing seeing all of you doing the music you love. How does it make you feel seeing the other boys releasing music this year, going on tour?
Yeah, it's great. It's so cool. Watching everyone do their thing, and like everyone's sound album on album is just developing and becoming clearer. Thought Louis's album was brilliant. Harry's new stuff is so good. It's just like very happy for them, you know, and they're all playing big shows and the fans are turning out. It's amazing.
Okay, and last question. I'm also from Ireland, and I visited my family actually last week. And even though I've like lived here in Germany all my life, sometimes I do things or I like things or say things and I'm like, oh, I'm really Irish. Do you have that as well? Like, what are things in your life where you remember, oh, this is so Irish?
So many things on a daily basis. Even like my girlfriend is starting to say like things like grand.
I've been saying that all the time.
Just random little things like that are really Irish that I only notice really because I feel like I'm crazy Irish, like when I listen to myself back in interviews and I'm like, oh my god. And I've just noticed it, her doing stuff, and it's like, oh geez, I must be really Irish if it's rubbing off on her the way that, you know what I mean, the way it is. I mean, I still get like Barry's tea bags from home and like just simple little bits like that, that like I never drink like an English tea bag. No. I always have an Irish tea bag. Irish sausages are a big one.
They're the best.
Yeah, Clonakilty sausages from Cork.
I'm from Cork, and those are the ones I only have. Yeah.
Yes. See? That is really Irish to live somewhere your whole, you know, for the last, yeah. Well, I've lived in London for the last 15 years, and I've just never been able to give up because I just don't think that they have the equivalent here. And obviously sausages are completely different in Germany, so
They're also good, but it's not the same.
Different, not the same. There's just little things like that I've never been able to give up, and I don't know, maybe I can't really, now that I'm on the spot, I can't really think of like isms. There are so many isms that we have that I just kind of have never been able to get rid of, and I don't want to because
no, you shouldn't.
I like being Irish.
Yes, you're going to be in Hamburg. Tell us about the show. What can we expect? Is there any surprises? Anything that we need to know for the set list?
Oh, well, my last tour was crazy. And the reaction, like not even like just because we're, and I'm going to have to caveat this, not just because we're on a German radio station, but if you ask anyone that I know, they'll tell you, like, I was just blown away by the reaction in Germany because the site, like when I last played in Germany, there were small, very small shows. And it's such a big country, and it's like, it's you know, not many artists can go there and just play loads of arenas. It's not like, you know, the German people know what they like, you know, and it's really cool. And I love how they've taken me under their wing now. It's amazing. Like the fact that I played like four shows in four sold out arenas, I think it was, in Germany the last time is nuts. And I'm coming back to do a few. I think I'm doing four as well. But I am coming to Hamburg, which you'll be happy to know.
Do you like Hamburg?
I really like Hamburg. I've been there a few times. We did it on the Flickr show, and I've done promo there before. And it's a really, really cool city.
Have you ever had a Franzbrötchen? It's like a cinnamon bun, but it's flat.
Oh, but that sounds unreal. So I will be having one. Say that again.
A Franzbrötchen.
I'm not going to attempt, because that's the thing that will get clipped up of me trying to pronounce cinnamon bun flat. I'm really excited. I'm coming back to play four shows, and I'm very, very excited about it because there's some of the crowds. You know what? Like, I always get nervous about going to like big cities in the middle of the week. I think like the weekend, you know, people are like, oh, I'll buy a ticket to that. I'll go because it's the weekend. Yeah. And I'm finished work. But we played some like midweek shows in Germany last time, and they were wild.
You're Niall Horan. We will come. It doesn't matter what day it is.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Okay, then thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Hey. Das Energy Stream Team. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Checkt die Energy Webstreams. Zum Beispiel Energy 90er Hits. Egal wo ihr seid, egal was ihr macht, das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag. Checkt Energy 90er Hits und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Hit Music only.